Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present Honeymoon in Hell by Frederick Brown. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki, Gabrielle DeCure, and Harlan Ellison. On September 16th, in the year 1962, things were going along about the same as usual, only a little worse. The Cold War that had been waxing and waning between the United States and the Eastern Alliance, Russia, China, and their lesser satellites, was warmer than it had ever been. War, hot war, seemed not only inevitable, but extremely imminent. The race for the moon was an immediate cause. Each nation had landed a few men on it, and each claimed it. Each had found that rockets sent from Earth were inadequate to permit establishment of a permanent base upon the moon, and that only establishment of a permanent base, in force, would determine possession. And so each nation, for convenience we'll call the Eastern Alliance a nation, although it was not exactly that, was engaged in rushing construction of a space station to be placed in an orbit around Earth. With such an intermediate step in space, reaching the moon with large rockets would be practicable, and construction of armed bases, heavily garrisoned, would be comparatively simple. Whoever got there first could not only claim possession, but could implement the claim. Military secrecy on both sides kept from the public just how near to completion each space base was, but it was generally and correctly believed that the issue would be determined within a year, 2 years at the outside. Neither nation could afford to let the other control the moon. That much had become obvious even to those who were trying desperately to maintain peace. On September 17th, 1962,